This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is recording more cases of avian flu in cows. The state's website tracker added six more cases Friday. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is the Colorado State Veterinarian.
Implementing really good biosecurity is going to be one of our most important ways to stop and prevent further spread of this virus to additional dairy farms.
Biosecurity measures include isolating infected cattle, verifying the cleanliness of cow feed, and regularly cleaning out water supplies. The state is providing personal protective gear to dairy workers. Any location with a confirmed case is placed under quarantine. Governor Polis says he's hopeful the federal government will move quickly to deschedule cannabis. Last month, the DEA announced it would reclassify marijuana. Polis says that's overdue.
I applaud President Biden for doing this for the right reasons. It's over time, and it's time to do it. And I'm confident that the people of our country are absolutely supportive of this. And by touting this, people will understand that the president is doing the right thing.
The process to reschedule a drug can take several years, including public comment and judicial review. Much of Colorado is in the 90s for these first few days of summer, and that may be a sign of things to come. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says the La Nina weather pattern will affect the state this summer.
It means a hot, dry summer. Usually we get less monsoon moisture, which is not good news because that's typically our mid to late summer moisture. And in the winter time, if that were to continue, it tends to favor the northern and central mountains with the heavier snows as opposed to the San Juans.
Nelson says Colorado could see an active wildfire season between July and September. And it's sunny and hot today for much of Colorado. Denver and Colorado Springs in the 90s today and again tomorrow. Grand Junction 97 today. This is CPR News and KRCC.